This RFM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
So, settling into our Scorpio New Moon Nidra Cauldron, and just knowing that you're free in this first few minutes to just take any time you need to just wriggle around and feel really comfortable. Because we're doing a longer Nidra, just know that you might want to make sure that you're as super set up now as you can be. But equally, know that you're welcome to shift and move around and change as you need to throughout the practice. So this means that you haven't signed for some contract to stay completely still. You are a human being and you need to respect the needs and the wishes of what your body needs to do to feel comfortable. And know that my eyes stay open, so that means that you're at liberty to close yours if you like. Because we're just a few days away from Guy Fawkes, there might be all sorts of sounds tonight. So there might be people letting off firecrackers as it starts to get dark. There might be surprising noises, and there might be more familiar sounds too. So there might be the sounds of like the trains about to go past. So it's welcoming the little tootle of the horn, and maybe we'll feel it through the floor as it goes past. So welcoming all the sounds that we can hear that surround us, all the sounds outside, and all the sounds inside. All the sounds within this very room. Maybe you can hear the sounds of others breathing. Maybe you can hear the sound of your own breath. Well, it might even be the rustle of perhaps your blankets or your sleeping bag or even your clothing as you breathe in and as you breathe out. And just feeling a sense of arrival, of arrival here in your Nidra nest. This peaceful and cozy little space that you can retreat to every day at any time you need. Even just to have 5 or 10 minutes or even 20 minutes to just allow yourself to come back to a place of balance. Just noticing that process of settling. The process of settling is something that we can train ourselves to do any time that we wish to rest and recover and restore ourselves. And the process of settling involves noticing what your body needs and responding. So perhaps we can just start with your head and noticing if your head is comfortable where it is on its pillow, on the floor, on the sofa. And do you need another cushion? Does your head need to be on a slightly different angle? And can you feel the full weight of your head? The weight of your skull, the weight of your brains, the weight of your memories and your thoughts. Maybe even the weight of your wishes and your dreams. And just knowing that in the space of Yoga Nidra, you're completely at liberty. Completely at liberty to let down and to let go. The feeling that you can let go of all the to-do lists, Let go of the day that we've had. Feel that you can simply be free and spacious to let go, to rest, to completely recover. Maybe just letting the muscles in your forehead relax. And all the muscles that surround your jaw soften. You might even want to have a little yawn, a little sigh out, so it's allowing your body to soften. And perhaps you can feel this as like a little wave of relaxation comes all the way through into your shoulders. Just noticing how your shoulder blades are perched here. Within your nidra nest. So do they feel better all like kind of tucked in, like little birdie wings, or do they feel better spreading out and softening and opening? And can you feel the weight of your shoulders? Can you feel the weight of your upper arms? Can you feel the weight of your elbows? Can you feel the weight of your forearms and your wrists and all the way down through your thumbs, your fingers, first fingers, middle fingers, ring fingers, little fingers, all settling down? Just noticing whether your hands are soft and relaxed, or whether they're balled up into tight little fists, and just feeling everything can soften. And we're perhaps feeling this sense of connection, the sense of connection between our hands and our minds. We can feel the sense of connection. I'm just going to move to make sure that the power is going to display on our nidra. Otherwise, that might be quite a short one. We're feeling that sense of connection all the way from your fingertips, all the way up through your arms, all the way through your shoulders. And all the way into the space in between your shoulder blades, the little back door of your heart space. Feeling down through this back door of your heart space. It's like a sense of anchoring down between the shoulder blades, down the length of your spine, and just noticing all the places. All the places where you can feel maybe the cushions or the blankets or the rug or the yoga mat beneath you. And all the places that there is a little dip or a gap. So maybe you can feel the places that you're held and supported. And all places that are free and spacious. Freedom to move with your breath. Spaciousness for the body to expand and release. And perhaps you can feel this little wave of awareness. The light of your conscious awareness moving down through your spine into the very tip of your tailbone. And from here, allowing your awareness to expand out through your buttock muscles. So you can feel all those amazing muscles that surround your hip joints. And just feeling what you can let down and let go through your buttocks and let down and let go through your thighs. Getting down through all the muscles that surround your knees. All the way down through your shins and your calves. getting down through your ankles and noticing the place where you feel your heels touching the earth. And maybe it's not your heels, maybe it's the soles of your feet. Or your feet might be elevated, so maybe they're in space. But you're noticing the places of connection, the places of freedom and spaciousness. And just welcoming all those sensations, freedom and spaciousness, places of connection. Maybe you can feel your toes softening and relaxing, your big toes and your second toes, your third and fourth toes and your little toes all switching off. And seeing how that feels with the entire length of the back of your body to be here resting in a place of deep rest. A place of balance where everything's on an even level. And here with your body resting in stillness, perhaps you can feel the flow of your breath moving through your body. And just noticing the place where you first feel your breath moving through your body. Maybe it's in your tummy, or maybe it's in your ribs. Maybe it's your chest rising and falling. Maybe it's through your nostrils. Just being curious, watching the soft and effortless breath move through your body. The simplicity of simply befriending your breath. The coziness of making friends with your breath. And we're welcoming our breath however it shows up, whether it feels rough or whether it feels smooth. Watching the breath arise and watching the breath depart. Maybe you can even notice the little turning points of your breath. Watching your breath arise and fill up your body. And noticing what happens. Is there a little dip, a little gap? And then perhaps you start to breathe out. Maybe watching the breath go all the way down and out. Maybe there's a little dip or a gap there before you start to breathe in again. Feeling the simplicity of your breath arising and departing. And somewhere in this process of watching your breath, you might just like to let your attention come to the space of your heart. And maybe that space of your heart feels like it's just behind your breastbone. Or maybe you feel it in between your shoulder blades. Wherever feels like it's the home of your heart center for this evening. And simply listening. Listening to the space in your body. There might be physical sensations. There might be thoughts arising. There might be feelings arising. Whatever is arising in the space of your heart, know that you're welcome to sow your seed here. A little seed with your little symbol. And this rich and fertile soil of your heart space. And just knowing that here in the space of your heart, it's always the right temperature, there's always the right amount of rain, there's always the right amount of darkness and lightness for germination. Perhaps you could see the space in your heart being like the very center of your garden, the garden of your dreams and your wishes. Noticing if there is an image here in the center of your garden, what does it look like? An aroma on the air, does it smell of delicious flowers or tasty vegetables or ripening fruit? You might even wish just to stay here in the garden of your heart and just let your awareness stay there as you watch your breath arise and depart. Or you might like to take your awareness all the way up to the very crown of your head. And perhaps feel that you are filling up the crown of your head with all the sunlight, all the sunshine, filling it up like a beautiful golden glow. It's like you feel photosynthesis even happening here in the very crown of your head. And it's like a warm beam of laughter. A warm beam of laughter and energy washing down through the very crown of your head. And it's like it's filling up and filling up all the way across your forehead and your eyes, across your nose and your cheeks, through your ears, the right side and the left side, and across your lips, the top lip and the bottom lip. And all the way down along your jaw and your chin. So, feeling that warmth and that glow of the sunlight filling up your head and your face until finally you can feel that sunlight filling up all the way down through your neck and your throat and into that little dip at the base of your throat in between your collarbones. Feeling that golden light filling up all the way down through your shoulders and your upper arms, all the way down through your elbows and your forearms, your wrists, right side and left, and your hands, left side and right. And even the very tips of your fingers all tingling in the toastiness of the sunlight. The thumbs and first fingers, middle fingers and ring fingers and little fingers, all filled with the sunlight. And awareness traveling from the tips of your fingers, the warmth rising all the way through your arms and coming all the way back through your armpits and into your chest. You can feel that sunlight, that warmth, filling you with a glow, a heat through the right side of your chest and the left side of your chest, and through the very center of your chest, moving down, filling with light, filling with warmth, through the right side of your ribs and the left side of your ribs. The left side of your waist and the right side of your waist. Coming down into your hips, right side and left. And right into the very depths of your belly and your pelvis, filling with light, filling with warmth. And feeling some gratitude here as you can feel your whole torso and your arms. filled with warmth, filled with sunshine, energized. Energized and yet rested at the same time. And perhaps you can feel this warmth, this glow of the sunshine moving all the way down through your upper parts of your leg, through your knees, through your shins and your calves, through your heels and your ankles. The tops of your feet and the soles of your feet, and each and every toe toasting in the sunlight, your big toes, your second toes, your third toes, your fourth toes, and your little toes. Seeing how that feels to be here, your whole body bathed in sunshine. Bathed in sunshine and feeling the openness and completeness of being here, so warm and so toasty. Filled with the positive energy of the sunshine. Feeling the gratitude to be so warm, so peaceful and cozy. Feeling that light filling up your whole body, filling your body up with energy from resting. The simplicity when we take the time to rest, we can be energized. And then feeling your awareness moving through the whole of the back of your body. And the whole of the front of your body, feeling this light filling you up, front and back and front. Feeling the light filling you up through the whole right side of your body and the whole left side of your body. So the left side of your body filled with light and the right side of your body filled with light. And both of the right and the left side together at the same time. Feeling the very crown of your head and the very soles of your feet. You can feel your whole body filled with sunshine. And as you feel your whole body filled with sunshine, feel the hope and the calmness, feeling the gratitude, feeling so free and spacious while you're peaceful and cozy, feeling the balance of your body being held by the earth. And yet the freedom and spaciousness of your breath. Feeling rested and yet energized. And perhaps letting your awareness come back into the space of your heart, into the garden of your heart. And noticing what your wishes and your dreams feel here. Could there be a sense of daring? Could you dare to hope and to dream? Could you dare to let your wishes and your dreams germinate here, to grow, to bear fruit, to flourish? And even set seed for future dreams and wishes. Simply welcoming whatever is arising in this space of your heart now. Whether there are thoughts or feelings or physical sensations, or simply sowing the little seed of your hopes and your dreams. You might choose to gather up your little hopes and your dreams into a little packet of seeds and perhaps start to plant these seeds all around the garden of your body. So maybe coming back all the way up to the crown of your head and sowing a little seed here, another little seed in between your eyebrows, seed at the base of your throat. And then creating a little furrow all the way down through your right arm, sowing a seed at your shoulder and your elbow and your wrist. And five little hopes and dreams, with each hope, dream, and seed here at your thumb and your first finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. And then covering up the seeds in your wrist and your elbow and your shoulder, and coming back to the little seed planted there at the base of your throat. And then opening up a little furrow all the way down through your left arm and sowing a seed there at your left shoulder, your elbow, your wrist. Five tiny little seeds, the tip of your left thumb and first finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. Burying the seeds at your wrist, your elbow, and your shoulder. Coming back to that little seed there at the base of your throat. Perhaps saving the biggest, the juiciest, the most fertile-looking seed right here behind your breastbone. Another seed behind the right side of your chest, another for the left side of your chest. And coming back to that biggest, juiciest seed there at your heart space. I mean, sowing a seed at your belly button and another deep in your pelvis. And then opening up a little furrow all the way down through your right leg, the inside of your right hip, the inside of your right knee, and the inside of your right ankle. And five tiny little seeds scattered at the very tips of your toes, your right big toe and second toe, third toe and fourth toe and little toe. And burying the seeds at your ankle, your knee, and your hip, and all the way back to your pubic bones. And then opening up a little furrow here on the left side, on the left leg. Gently sowing a seed here on your left hip, on the inside of your left knee, your left ankle. Scattering tiny little seeds at the tips of your toes, your left big toe and second toe, third and fourth and little toe. And covering all the seeds up. Seeds at your ankle and your knee and your hip. Covering up the seeds of your pubic bones, deep in your pelvis. Covering up the seed at your belly and your heart space. Covering up little seed at your throat. And all the way back up to the tiny seed there at the space in between your eyebrows. And as you cover this up, feeling that you are sowing all the seeds of your wishes and dreams. And perhaps watering them in now, patting down the earth. Gentle watering of openness and completeness. Gentle watering, it's like sealing in the positivity And knowing that each of these seeds are peaceful and cozy in their new little home, free and spacious. When they find the perfect balance, that even level of darkness and light, of warmth and coolness, they will germinate, they will grow in their own good time. Perhaps feeling into the back of your body here, held and supported, this fertile land of your body. And feeling into all the little seeds of hope scattered and buried across the front of your body. Feeling all the hope and potential of the seeds, all the positivity. Waiting for that perfect moment. Feeling the stillness of your rested body. And yet the energy of the movement of your breath. Perhaps here in the sunlight of the garden of your body, perhaps you can feel or hear the sense of laughter and joy bubbling up, moving through, with all the wishes and dreams arising. Perhaps just letting your awareness come now to the space of your heart and listening to the little seed placed there. What is arising there now? Perhaps you can see that tiny seed, the shape of the seed, and the little symbol on the seed, and all that that seed may become. And then just letting that go. And starting to welcome the sounds that you can hear maybe outside this room. So maybe you can hear the sound of birds all trying to find their right branch tonight. Perhaps you can hear the sounds of other people in your house. Maybe you can hear sounds within this room. Maybe you can hear others breathing.
Or maybe have a little yawn.
Maybe you can just feel your body, your breath slowly becoming a little bit more audible. Maybe you can slightly move your fingers and your toes. Just feel your fingers and your toes starting to wake up, and maybe as you feel them moving, maybe you can feel the textures of your clothing and the blanket. We're just going to welcome the sound of the chimes as we start to move our tongues and our mouth to slowly wake our brain up. You can hear the little sound of the chimes. Chimes welcoming you back from wherever you've been. Whether you were fast asleep or whether you were wide awake, being a little bit in between. Just knowing that this practice of yoga nidra is now coming towards an end.